How cool is this that these extraordinary backpacks are coming here for folks in Baltimore?
This is it. It's fascinating. It's really a sign that homelessness is increasingly a global phenomenon. To have a guy, Tony, from Australia, traveling the world, really, to bring public awareness to issues of poverty and homelessness. It's interesting that other industrialized nations like Australia have historically had lower rates of homelessness because they tend to have stronger social safety nets than we've had in the United States. However, over the past several years, those social safety nets have begun to erode. And not surprisingly, other countries in Europe and Australia, all over the world, are starting to see rates of homelessness that in many cases are approaching the levels seen in the United States. And so to have someone's response to be to trek the globe to highlight public awareness to issues of homelessness, I think is pretty remarkable. Here in Baltimore City, we've got a math problem. We know that on any given night, 4,000 of our neighbors will lack a place to stay. We also know that there are 2,000, roughly, emergency and transitional shelter spaces on a given night. That's a math problem. There's a 2,000-person disconnect. For those living out on the streets, homelessness is terribly hazardous to your health. It causes health problems, it exacerbates existing problems, and it complicates treatment. People, unfortunately, die on the streets of Baltimore because they're living under the Jones Falls Expressway or on park benches or in places not fit for human habitation. To have a wearable sense of shelter, perhaps, will save the lives of a limited number of people. Really interesting and important, but it's even more important that we hear the message of someone like Tony, who's traveling the world, and respond to it by enacting public policies locally that can make homelessness increasingly rare and brief.
And these backpacks are pretty cool, actually. They wear it right on their back, but it also folds into a tent and somewhere where they can get shelter.
That's what I understand. I understand it has a tent component, that there's some pockets for carrying items. I think it will certainly they will be used by vulnerable people, and I think they'll be very helpful.
And how important, too, is it to have the Rotary Clubs, people that are very important in the business community, aware of what this issue is in reaching out to folks on the streets of Baltimore?
I think it's extremely important that not just people in the nonprofit service community, but people in the business community come to understand homelessness as a symptom of poverty. And when we're I certainly think members of the Rotary Club understand what's happening in this economy in terms of it being bad for business, in terms of people going out of business, having trouble satisfying basic human needs. And we've got a situation where folks in middle and upper classes are struggling with daily needs and are finding themselves in situations they never thought they'd be in before. So I think there's an increasing awareness about homelessness and how it happens. And so tapping into that broad international Rotary network, I think, is a really interesting strategy. I'm looking forward to meeting him and showing him around healthcare for the homeless.
And those backpacks, like you say, could mean the difference for someone, maybe even like in a transitional period where maybe they're not going to be out for a while, but just for a short time, it might get them through.
Temporary shelter from the elements can be the difference between life and death in many cases. We see that often here at Healthcare for the Homeless, and not just in the cold winter months, but in the warmer summer months as well. Homelessness is hazardous to your health. So it not only is he providing some emergency intervention, but even more importantly, he's raising public awareness that we've got a problem, and collectively, not just in the United States, but on an international global level, we need to work to solve it.
You talk about awareness. If someone, let's say, living in Baltimore County works that way or works maybe the other way, they might not see someone on the streets, they might not have the awareness of it that these backpacks can bring as they're handed out.
They might not, but we've got to remember, especially in recent years, homelessness is increasingly a rural and suburban problem. It's not just an inner city problem. And so people out in the counties around Baltimore are beginning to realize that there are more and more residents that are lacking a regular place to stay, that are moving from place to place, that are winding up in encampments or on the streets, not just in cities, but all over the state of Maryland and all over the country. in rural and suburban areas, it's even more challenging because the resources are far more spread out. People don't have transportation. The services tend to be clustered more in urban areas where we began seeing the homelessness phenomenon first. But it is increasingly becoming a suburban and rural issue as well. Within the past several years, Healthcare for the Homeless has helped to start Healthcare for the Homeless programs in four outlying counties throughout Maryland, in Montgomery County, Frederick, Harford, and Baltimore counties. So we're not just in Baltimore City, but all over the state, because the issue is increasingly all over the state.
And go back to what we talked about, any given night, how many homeless people could there potentially be on the streets of Baltimore?
On any given night, we know that at least 4,000 people, men, women, and children, will find themselves without a place to stay. Over the course of a year, we here at Healthcare for the Homeless typically use a factor of 10. At least 40,000 of our neighbors in Baltimore at some point will find themselves without a place to stay, once during the course of a year or 365 times during the course of a year. We in our work to provide access to comprehensive health care, supportive housing, a decent income to get people off the streets and back into the mainstream. When our clients receive those resources, housing, health care, and incomes, we can end their homelessness. If we can do it on the individual level, we think we can do it on the societal level as well.
And amazing what a backpack will do to maybe bring a smile to someone's face and give them that push that they need.
You know, it's a tangible resource, and we find in our work that tangible resources, a sandwich, a bus token, a backpack, a blanket, can help to build the relationship that it can engage very vulnerable people into care, and then that comprehensive care can someday help get them off the streets. So yes, tangible resources like this are an important part of the solution to homelessness.